Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. We're looking forward to this journey today, a very important subject. It's just come up on the national scene. It is a debate and dialogue and discussion among multitudes today, and that is the question of capital punishment. What about capital punishment? Is it biblical? Is it something that is aberrant to the Scripture? Is it something that we ought to do as a society? Is it something that is simply found in some liberal areas that believe that we ought not? Or is it in conservative areas that believes that we ought to carry out the capital punishment for those doing capital crimes? And that's come about as a result of the Department of Justice and their decision that's just been made. But we'll get into that in just a moment in the monologue, dialogue, and discussion on that. Let me remind you that you can dial 831-0917, 831-0917, get your telephone call right to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have this dialogue and discussion today on this very vital subject. I believe every Christian ought to understand the Word of God, and the only way that is possible is by studying the Scripture. Let the Scripture speak for itself, and as we face issues, we need to do so based on the authority of the Bible and not based on what Chris Cuomo or others at CNN might say, as we'll talk about in a moment. Jesus dealt with that with his disciples when he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That was what he said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32. And then Jesus, if you please, clarifies for us, gives a definitive declaration as to what truth is. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." And that's speaking of the Word of God. The inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God ought to be the absolute roadmap for our lives, the light under our pathway. And as we study the Word of God, it will give us insight and direction as to how to handle issues in life. And ladies and gentlemen, we all face issues. Some call them difficulties and problems. I prefer just to call them issues. We are an issue-oriented society. There are issues in each of our lives. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to look to the authority of Scripture and not what some commentator on television might say, especially when it comes to the Looney Tunes Network, the Communist Network News, or some have called it the Clinton Network News, where it's absolutely contrary to what the Word of God says in majority of the occasions and cases. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the monologue today, let me invite you to worship with us Sunday. We've met you by way of radio over the years. We'd be delighted to meet you in one of our worship services. Our worship services Sunday morning is at 9:30 for Bible study hour. Some call it Sunday school. Bible study at 9:30. The morning worship service is at 10:45. Evening worship service at 7 o'clock. And then we have 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. The Bible question and answer, dialogue, discussion, and a time of fellowship and food on Wednesday nights. One of those services, we'd love to have you. It'd be our delight to have you to come and to worship with us. First Conservative Baptist Church is located precisely, exactly 1 mile south of I-295, right here on Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. If you're coming any place off 95, we are 3 1/4 miles north of the 95 Old St. Augustine Road intersection. We'd love to have you. 9:30 Bible study, 10:45 morning worship, and 7 o'clock evening worship. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've heard the latest announcement. Perhaps you've heard that the Department of Justice has made a decision to reintroduce capital punishment on the federal level in America. We're going to be talking about this subject today with Dr. Neil Phelps. Dr. Phelps is a theology professor, Bible and doctrine in our Conservative Theological University. He has been with us for many, many years and has a knack or a gift for teaching the Word of God, and I am thankful for that. And we'll be talking about that together, but I want to introduce this broadcast by simply reading you some blurbs from the printed announcement. The article says, DOJ, that's Department of Justice, to resume capital punishment. Attorney General Barr immediately schedules 5 executions. Now, I want you to listen to these little blurbs from this major article, because this sets the stage. This is what's gotten Chris Cuomo all uptight and Don Lemon all uptight, and their dialogue and discussion talking about how Trump is just wanting to kill black people. And that's their mantra as a result of this reintroduction and the resuming of capital punishment. But the article says Attorney General William Barr said Thursday the Justice Department will resume executions of federal prisoners after nearly 20 years of lapse, and immediately scheduled execution for 5 federal death row inmates convicted of murdering children and the elderly, while promising more to come. According to the, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's been 20 years since anyone's been executed as a capital crime on the federal level. But the primary thing that put it to a halt was under the Obama administration. He decided in 2009, I believe it was, that they were going to put capital punishment from the federal level on hold until they did a study to determine exactly what was taking place and what should be done with it. So it's been on hold. But according to the Justice Department announcement, Barr directed Hugh Horwitz, the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons, to adopt the revision to the federal execution protocol and maneuvers that clears the way for the federal government to resume capital punishment after nearly 2 decades and lapse in doing so. Barr also directed Horwitz to schedule executions for 5 death row inmates in the federal penitentiary for December of 2019 and of 2020. According to the Death Row Information Center, there are currently 62 death row inmates. One of those is Dalen Roof, you know, the one recently, the white supremacist who murdered 9 black churchgoers in Charleston, June 17th of 2015. He was sentenced to death on January the 20th of 2017. And I've got in this list, ladies and gentlemen, in this particular article, a list of those 5, and I'll not belabor the point. But Daniel Lewis, for example, is the one that murdered the family of 3, including an 8-year-old girl, after robbing and shooting the victims with a stun gun. Lee covered their heads with plastic bags, sealed the bags with duct tape, weighted each one of them down with rocks, and threw the family of 3 in the Illinois Bayou. And then another one is Lamonz Mitchell, stabbed to death his 63-year-old grandmother and forced her 9-year-old granddaughter to sit beside her lifeless body while he drove 30 to 40 miles. Mitchell then slit the girl's throat twice, crushed her head with a 20-pound rock, severed and dismembered the body, the hands, and the head. Goes on to talk about each one. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't need to go through the gory details of each one of those that will be put to death in December and in January, December of this year and January of next year. But that's brought this whole thing to the head. And during the course of the past couple of days now, as a result of that, past 24 hours, CNN and the other liberal network news organizations have been all in a upset roar in relationship to that. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that I want us to understand that God's word is God's word. In fact, Chris Cuomo on CNN just went bonkers, as I call it. He did an entire segment on CNN deriding and denigrating and dissing President Donald J. Trump. By the way, President Trump did not make this decision. It was the Department of Justice, William Barr, and he made the decision on his own, as he has the authority to do, without consulting with the president, say, may I, can I, should I? So that needs to be set forth clearly. But Chris Cuomo made all kinds of, and he and Don Lemon having a conversation about it. And Chris Cuomo said, it's about identity of a nation. Listen carefully. Cuomo was saying it's about the identity of a nation. It's about a political agenda. It's not about what's right. It's about society and what we ought to do at our best and not what we ought to do at our worst. And he said capital punishment is a nation showing its worst rather than its best. It's showing the divisiveness of a nation and not a unity of a nation by doing so. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that's the accusations coming forth from those that are against President Trump. President Trump, they said, Chris Cuomo said, President Trump just wants to kill black people. That's his whole goal. But ladies and gentlemen, he was making, and he had some charts and graphs, and he pointed out that the overwhelming majority of those on death row in the federal prisons and in general prison population made up out of black people. Therefore, President Trump is against black people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make any difference to me about the skin color, the origin of the ethnicity. If you do the crime, you need to pay for it. And that's a biblical concept throughout the scripture from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation. But Chris Cuomo, ladies and gentlemen, he went on to make some statements. It's laughable if it weren't so sad. He said, Jesus wouldn't do this. The good book is against this, and this ought not to be done. It is something that we ought to be ashamed of rather than being proud of. Chris Cuomo says that capital punishment is about race and not about doing that which is right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's typical coming out of the, I call it the Loose Likes Lost Liberal Network, the socialist media, and Chris Cuomo. But what does the Bible say? What does the Bible teach? That's where I want us to go. That's what I want us to talk about for the balance of this broadcast today. We need to go straight to the bottom line. If we're looking at it from a central biblicist standpoint, and I believe we ought to, the bottom line is, Dr. Phelps, what does the Bible say? How should we respond to the scripture? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, and you've heard me say this before on this broadcast many, many times down through the years, God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church, and he did so in that order. And so as we look at his creation of the home and the government and the church, Dr. Phelps, tell us about what we ought to see, what we ought to understand, biblically speaking.
God established the government as part of the covenant with Noah. I go back to Genesis chapter 9, and if you will, allow me to read Genesis chapter 9, verses 5 and 6, as part of that covenant. God said to Noah, in verse 5, and surely
Roger, I believe we've got
your
a,
blood,
some kind of
and surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man. And that's followed up by other verses throughout the Bible. For example, in Leviticus 17:14, the Bible tells us that the life of the flesh is in the blood. And so when anyone then is taking the life of another, then he is violating the law of God. In Exodus chapter 20, the Bible tells us, we have this command, thou shalt not kill. So God established government for our welfare. And that's part of it. Part of that is the law that pertains to murder. Civil government represents God's authority in the affairs of men. We are responsible to govern ourselves under God's authority. Now, I want you to think about this. God himself is the supreme ruler in the universe. He is Lord of all. When anyone objects to the word Lord, it reveals that he or she is rebelling toward God. God is sovereign in every land, every government, in every place. Psalm 75, verse 6 and 7 says that promotion comes neither from the east nor from the west nor the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one, sets up another. God should be recognized as Lord over all, and all authority comes from God. So this authority that we are speaking about today of government in the matter of capital punishment is God's authority delegated to men.
Absolutely. And Dr. Phelps, one of the things that I find taking place that's antithetical to biblical truth is that on a national level, state after state, and it's found in mostly what is called your blue states, it is found mostly in those that are controlled by Democratic socialist liberals, where there's a mindset that we ought not to obey the law. Somehow, some way, we have devolved as a nation to become a lawless nation rather than a nation of laws. And I'm reminded of the fact that just last November, Chris Cuomo's, I believe it's his dad, which is the governor of the state of New York, Here's an article that says Cuomo invokes Pope in advancing legislation to abolish the death penalty. Dateline New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced this week. This was last October, I believe it was, of 2018. He would advance a bill to abolish the death penalty in the state in solidarity with Pope Francis. Pope Francis decreed on Thursday that the death penalty was inadmissible in all cases and that the Catholic Church would work with determination to see that the practice is ended around the world. Further, the article says, the death penalty is a stain on our conscience. Today, in solidarity with Pope Francis, said that the governor said he was going to do that in honor of the Pope and his father. I will be advancing legislation to remove the death penalty from all New York law, Governor Cuomo says. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're talking about the question of the death penalty, capital punishment, because the Attorney General has just reinstituted the capital punishment for death as a result of killing, murder, and that is on the federal level. There's some 62 murderers that's on federal death row waiting to be put to death as a result of their crime. And I believe it is the right thing to do. You may disagree. You may agree. You may have insider questions that you'd like to ask on this. You can dial 831-0917. 831-0917 is the telephone number. It gets you straight through to the switchboard to the radio station. And write down microphone so that we can answer your questions or join in the dialogue and discussion together. The Bible says, and it teaches, capital punishment. Some disagree with that, and some agree with that. But does the Bible authorize? Now, listen, let me just set the stage for Dr. Phelps and I to have this discussion for you to join in. There's some that will say, well, you know, the Old Testament is under the law. We're not under the law. We're under grace. And they argue that. And some will argue and say, well, Jesus said we're to love our neighbor. We're to forgive, that we are to be non-judgmental. And I could go on and on with the razzle-dazzle that's used to try to disclaim and to try to dissuade an individual from believing that the biblical concept of capital punishment is right. Let me just, Dr. Phelps, before we get back to you in a moment, let me just let our listeners listen to Old Testament law prescribed the death penalty for an extensive list of crimes, including murder, kidnapping, witchcraft and sorcery, human sacrifice, sex with an animal, adultery, homosexual sins, blasphemy, perjury in capital cases, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Pretty lengthy list, and as you analyze and study all of the Old Testament. But Dr. Phelps, there's a challenging question that many will have. In fact, in some denominations, entire denominations are against capital punishment. And they say it's because we need to love one another and we need to listen to what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. And they'll argue that the capital punishment is not found in the New Testament and that capital punishment is under the law. Dr. Phelps, in Genesis 9:6, when capital punishment was instituted by God himself, was that under the law?
It was before the law. It was under the covenant that God was making with Noah. And by the way, that covenant is still in effect. It has not been rescinded. I believe that that means that you and I are to observe God's will in obeying this command.
Absolutely. And so if it is pre-law, prior to the law, then we cannot go back and say that Jesus did not teach it. What about the law? What about the Ten Commandments, Dr. Phelps?
Well, most of our laws in our American kind of government are based upon God's standards. When you think about laws and commands, the Ten Commandments are the basic instructions in our civil laws. And these are mentioned in the New Testament, with the exception of the law of the Sabbath. And of course, we worship the Lord in our church on the Lord's Day. But God didn't give the Ten Commandments to prevent us from having good things. Instead, the commandments were given to protect us from the harm of bad things. And that's the way I see that. In Exodus chapter 12, that law is repeated, thou shalt not kill. And in the book of Leviticus chapter 17, we're told the reason. The life of the flesh is in the blood.
So God created us. We're created in his image. And literally what we're seeing is if you take a life, you're taking the creation of God, the image of God, you're snuffing it out. You have taken the power of God into your own hands, and God condemns that. And by the way, Dr. Phelps, I believe that it should be edifying for our listeners to understand that when Jesus came, especially you find in Matthew 5:17 and following, Jesus said, "Think not that I've come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it, to fulfill the law." And so therefore, to say that the law is not to be applied is to say that God did not create human government. And if that is the case, if God created human government, and he did, if God is the one that set up the standard where we ought to live by, are we to have the authority to say, no, that is not it? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, one of the problems we're faced with in society today, the reason our prisons are so filled today is because we've not carried out the law in the land. And yet we say we're a nation of laws, but we're not carrying out the law. There's a rap on the knuckles. This is the reason you find those that's in law enforcement today will say that they sometimes want to just toss in the towel because they can lock them up this afternoon and a liberal judge will release them in the morning. And as a result of that, you have those that are being caught, tried, convicted, released, caught, tried, convicted, released over and over and over. And that's causing the major perpetuation of crime in our nation today. Dr. Phelps, what else do we need to talk about in relationship to what is biblical and what should we understand in relation to capital punishment and what the Word of God says?
Throughout the Old Testament, we find instructions like this to God's chosen earthly people, Israel. And we believe that there can be an application for us even today. One is found in Exodus 21, verse 12. "He that smiteth a man so that he die shall be surely put to death." And other passages such as verse 15 in Exodus 21. It says, "He that smiteth his father or his mother shall be surely put to death." People have a disrespect for the life of human beings, and many times the animals as well. And there are instructions in this same chapter, Exodus 21, that deal with such things. But why capital punishment? We believe that punishment should be proportionate to the crime. And when we say capital punishment, we mean when a person takes a life.
Yes.
Or when people do vile things, and punishment for vile crimes will deter or stop unlawful behavior. It will restrain evil in the land. Why capital punishment? One of the things that we read in the scriptures and learn, if we will learn from the scriptures and learn from history, capital punishment will put an end to that person's lawlessness.
Yes. In fact, Dr. Phelps, when we talk about that, God created government. You find the first mention of that in Genesis 9:6. And then you find in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, where it's spelled out in the New Testament, God has set up government to be his servant, and his servant is to carry out the will of God, the way of God, by the word of God, in human relationships in the world in which we're living today. So God has set up government. He's given the plan and the program and the process for it to be carried out. Chris Cuomo and others will say that the law should, that it is the law of love. In fact, Chris Cuomo in his diatribe, he said, "We're to love everybody. Don't you know Jesus said?" And ladies and gentlemen, you know, I just happened to ask the question, does he know who Jesus is? But nevertheless, he says, Jesus says the law of love. But ladies and gentlemen, we must understand that the law of love is that which we ought to carry out. They ought to love one another. We ought to forgive one another. We ought not to judge one another in that context and the right terminology of that. But ladies and gentlemen, it applies to each of us individually. That's individual mandates and commands. But the application of love and forgiveness and non-judgmental condition cannot be applied to the state. The state doesn't have the responsibility to love. The state doesn't have the responsibility to forgive. The state doesn't have the responsibility to be non-judgmental. The state, the government, has the responsibility to carry out as servants of God the will of God, the way of God, according to the word of God. And that is in Romans 13, that it is to execute evil and it is to protect good.
In our American form of government, the purpose of government is to protect its citizens.
Yes.
To secure our constitutional rights of life, liberty, and property. Another thing about capital punishment is it will serve to protect others. We are to have a freedom from violence. And one of the things I'd like to insert here at this time is that capital punishment will teach that there are consequences for evil. There needs to be justice. There needs to be right and wrong. Throughout the scriptures, we have the law of sowing and reaping.
Yes.
In the book of Galatians, it says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And when it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. And that's something that is taught by capital punishment. We believe that the law of the land must be respected. It's the wise thing to do. Now, let me say this. The failure to enforce the laws of our land will end in chaos.
Absolutely. And this is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying, basing it on, it's not my philosophy, not my ideological bent. It's not my position because I want it to be. It's based on the authority of Scripture. And let's face it, as Christians in particular, we ought to look at it on the basis, what does the Word of God say? What does Scripture say? And here's an article that says, is there biblical justification for capital punishment? And this particular writer says, can a Christian find biblical support for the death penalty? He goes further and says, I think so. And I want to offer a brief sketch of the relevant passages in consideration of that. And he goes into great detail about it, but I'll just simply narrow it down. He says, first of all, we discovered that capital punishment was commanded of God in the Old Testament, where it states, whosoever sheds a man's blood, by man's blood shall it be shed. We're made in the image of God, the Scripture says very, very clearly. And he talks about, first of all, that God lays out the general principle for life for life. Dr. Phelps, I think that is important for us to understand. You take a life, your life is surrendered in response to that. And yet, one of the things that we find, Dr. Phelps, some of these cases that I talked about earlier that Bill Barr is talking about in relationship to those that are on death row that will be executed December and January of next year and December of this year. He lays out the fact that with those, the crime has taken place. For example, one was in 99, one's in 2003, one's in 2003, 2004, where there is justice delayed, there's justice denied. And I have said, ladies and gentlemen, for many, many years, if we carry out swift response in capital punishment in particular, I believe the crime of murder would not cease, but be greatly diminished. Dr. Phelps, we got about a minute left. Would you wrap up our broadcast today, challenging our people to understand that it's not what Chris Cuomo says or Don Lemon says or anyone else says. By the way, Don Lemon is an open, in-your-face sodomite, and yet he's talking about how we ought to do what Jesus says to do, and he's not paying attention to what the Bible says that he ought to do in his horrible, ungodly, immoral lifestyle. Dr. Phelps, wrap us up on this broadcast today as we talk about this subject.
Conservative people who believe the scriptures, that there are eternal values that need to be conserved, want to continue to remind Americans that if they leave God and decency and morality and self-restraint out of their thinking and living, then our American liberty will be lost.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.